few showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland.
Stabbed in the arse, thank you. Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 6th of August. There are warnings of gales in South Atsira, Forties and Fisher. The general synopsis at midnight, a high 450 miles west of Shannon, 1,027, expected Plymouth, 1,026, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwest 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good occasionally, poor at first. North Atsira, South Atsira. Southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in eastern South Atsira, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good occasionally, poor at first. Forties, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, then backing southwest later. Rain, then showers, good occasionally, poor at first. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northeast Fisher, decreasing 4 later in southwest German Bight. Showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. West or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good. Biscay, East Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Showers, good. West Fitzroy, West Sole. Variable 3 or less at first in West Sole, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Fair at first in West Sole, otherwise thundery rain. Good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Irish Sea, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 3 to 5 at first in Malin and Hebrides, otherwise southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, northwest backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Faroes, variable 3 or 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Rain, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by north, 4, 15 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest, 3, 16 miles, 1,016, rising. Lerwick, north, 5, 1,009, rising. Lucas, west-northwest, 3, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1,013, rising. Bridlington, west-southwest, 3, 1,014, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 11 miles, 1,020. Jersey, northwest by north, 2, 12 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 1,022. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest by north, 1, 27 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 4, 15 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Malin Head, northwest by west, 5, 8 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 6th of August. The general situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a northwesterly airflow for much of Thursday, although a ridge of high pressure will move in from the west later in the day. Showers will continue in most areas, although many southern parts will remain dry. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly 4 or 5, becoming variable, mainly northwesterly 2 to 4. Showers for a time in north, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, backing west or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwesterly, backing westerly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north and 2 in south, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest, 4 or 5, backing west or southwest, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then backing west or southwest, 3 or 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, west or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then backing west or southwest, 3 or 4. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or northwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 later near Tyree. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, then rain. Good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Finally, Shetland Isles, northwest 5 or 6, backing west 3 or 4, then south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day, presented by the Reverend Carolyn Skinner.
Good morning. Some of you may remember the old hymn, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done." It is similar to the words in Psalm 103, which says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." The old hymn seeks to do the same as the psalm, to catalogue God's goodness so that we don't forget. If we are a person of prayer, it can be easy to rush in with prayers of petition and forget to stop and thank God for the way he's been at work or answered our prayers. Psychologists say that it takes at least three positive experiences to outweigh one negative experience. This ratio is a tipping point beyond which people are more likely to thrive. Apparently, if you write down three things each day that you're thankful for, you'll be 25% happier. Gratitude is consistently associated with positive mental health. I have a thankfulness jar. It's just a simple Kilner jar, and each day I write on scraps of paper at least three things that I am thankful for that day and pop them into the jar. I love seeing it fill up, and I love going back and reading all the thanks. Even in the hardest times, I've found things to be thankful for. Are there ways today that we can be intentional about gratitude? Perhaps to pause and name three things that we are thankful for. Loving God, I thank you for the way that I have experienced your goodness on a daily basis. Help me to always be a person